Secretary General Saeed Hassan Nasrallah once again voiced his support for a political solution to the Syrian unrest. Speaking during a graduation ceremony in Beirut, Nasrallah said the situation in Syria was not a case of the people against the government. Rather, he depicted the situation as a government backed by a significant segment of the people against an armed opposition which also had its share of popular support.
Unfortunately, the conflict in Syria will be a long one. The reason being that the armed opposition and its regional and international supporters reject any dialogue with the government. This means more armed confrontation and more bloodshed.
He went on to accuse all sides who reject dialogue in Syria of participating in the crimes being committed in that country. He added that Al-Qaeda had also fallen into a joint Western Arab trap in Syria, pointing to how Al-Qaeda fighting the Syrian army was inflicting casualties on both sides to the satisfaction of the West. The end result of the ongoing fighting, he implied, was to Israel and the U.S.'s benefit.
The U.S. is in no hurry for a solution because more killing of the armed opposition, more killing of the Syrian army, more killing of the Syrian security services, more killing of the different components of Syrian society means a weak, exhausted Syria, which will eliminate its role in the regional equation. Who will benefit? Israel and the U.S.
Hezbollah, along with Iran and Syria under Bashar al-Assad, form the backbone of a regional anti-Israeli alliance. Israeli officials have often cited this alliance as a reason for supporting the ouster of Assad.
If I were to give Hezbollah advice, is now is the moment to push Assad for a negotiated peace. A negotiated peace is the last thing the United States wants. It wants to topple the Syrian regime. If a negotiated peace were to take place where the Russians are right now and where the Chinese are right now, I think the results would be relatively balanced for both sides, thus maintaining Syria in its position as an ally of Hezbollah and Iran and ruining the American game plan.
Israeli envoy to Washington Michael Oren even said that Syria's military and logistical support for Hezbollah makes Assad worse for Israel than an al-Qaeda-affiliated extremist Syria. It has become crystal clear that the conflict in Syria is part of a broader confrontation between Israel and its regional enemies. But what distinguishes the Syrian case is that Israel and some Arab states like Saudi Arabia and Qatar are on the same side, insisting on the ouster of Bashar al-Assad. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.